Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Alan Stang. And I've known of Alan probably for the better part of 40 years. And I've read some of the articles he's been writing down through the years. And then, of course, he's done a lot of talk radio. He was always good enough to invite me as to be a guest on his programs. Oh, must have been 15, 20 years ago he was doing talk programs. And now, of course, he's doing programs on the Republican Broadcasting Network out of Houston, Texas. Alan certainly has been on the front lines of trying to make people understand what is really going on in our society today. Alan Stang, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, good to be with you again, Dr. Stan. It always is a delight to talk with you.
Well, Alan's probably just about my age, so I'm always glad to see that he's still in good health.
You're a lot handsomer than I am.
Well, I don't know about that. I may be a little taller, but I don't know any handsomer. Anyway,
well, of course, Dr. Stan, I don't know whether you remember this, but about 40 years ago, you mentioned 40 years, about 40 years ago, I was 6'3" tall.
Well, you should have got Sanforized. That's all I can say.
That probably was my mistake.
Right. Anyway, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, Dr. Stan, I need to tell you, as we get underway, I am almost literally sick. Let me set the stage by just reminding you and your listeners of a little context. Remember, we had Bill Drop Your Pants Clinton as president. Here comes George Bush. He says he is going to restore the dignity of the White House. There will be no more intern knee prints in the Oval Office carpet. From now on, we're going to have wall-to-wall Christianity. The day after he was reelected this last time, you may remember, he appears on stage in Washington to claim victory. The families appear. You've got the Bush family and the Cheney family. You've got Bush appearing with Laura, the First Lady, of course. You've got the Bush twins. Naturally, they're the daughters, the presidential daughters. They are there. On the other side of the dais, you've got Vice President Cheney. Okay. You've got Lynn Cheney, his wife. Okay. Then you've got the daughter with the baby, and remember, she had to run off the stage to give the baby to somebody and came running back, a delightful maternal scene. And then you had the other daughter. The other daughter, of course, is a practicing lesbian. Okay, the explanation for her presence is, whatever she is the vice presidential daughter. But standing beside that daughter on the stage the day after the election claiming victory is the vice president's second daughter's husband, who, of course, is a dyke.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Alan Stang, expressing some concern that this was a very inappropriate situation. Homosexuality is a terrible tragedy, but we should try to legitimize it. We should say it is a tragedy. We can love homosexuals as individuals, but we certainly should not approve of their lifestyle. If you care about them, you're going to tell them it is not a healthy thing for you and certainly should not be being promoted among our youth today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Alan Stang, who's been doing talk radio for, well, a lot longer than I have, and he's been in the conservative movement for just about as long as I have. Anyway, he is talking about, of course, we were very, very discouraged during the Clinton administration with the overt signs and symptoms of immorality, not only in the White House, but in so many of the White House appointments. I mean, putting homosexuals into key positions, almost flaunting traditional Christian morality. And then Alan was simply pointing out that at the even before the inauguration, immediately after President Bush was recently reelected, he appeared in public with his wife and his two daughters, and then Dick Cheney. But not only both of Dick Cheney's daughters, one of whom is a lesbian, but of course with the Dick Cheney's daughter's homosexual live-in partner, which of course is to legitimize an immoral lifestyle.
Exactly.
Now, go ahead, Alan.
And what this does, Dr. Stang, remember, it was mass murderer traitor Franklin Roosevelt who explained that nothing in politics happens by accident.
And what you're suggesting is what they were doing was to legitimize a homosexual marriage.
Exactly.
There on the stage.
It was to send a message to the Sodomite contingent. We are on your side after all. Forget what we said during the campaign. Forget the campaign lingo. The presence of this person on the dais with us this morning to celebrate, this sends you a message. We didn't mean it. We really are on your side. And it also sends a message to the Christians. This is what we're really going to be all about. Now, I introduced that, Dr. Stan, only by way of setting the stage for the latest development. Of course, you pointed out just a moment ago, quite rightly, Dr. Stan, that Bush has appointed more sodomites to positions of great power and influence in the administration, more even than Bill Drop Your Pants and Inhale My Cigar Clinton did. Now we come to the latest development. Just, was it last night? It was either last night or the night before, the correspondence dinner in Washington. Now, remember, here is Bush. He's going to rescue the reputation of the presidency after what Clinton did for it. And it certainly is true, the big difference between Bush and Clinton, in fact, the only real substantial difference.
Hold that thought for just a moment as we bring our stations back on. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Go ahead.
The only difference, substantial difference, I've been able to discover, Dr. Stan, between Bush and Clinton is that Bush does not drop his pants and ask for sex, which is a very refreshing change, one must admit. But now here we come to the correspondence dinner of the night before last. Before this dinner, at least we know that we've got quite a refreshing change with Laura Bush. She seems to be, from every observer, she seems to be a very high-class, genteel Christian lady. She's the most popular woman in the United States, far outshining Senator Hillaroid from New York. Now here she is at the dinner, and she is impersonating, in her presentation, she's impersonating Whoopi Goldberg. She says that her husband lacked ranching skills because the elite schools he attended, Andover and Yale, don't have a real strong ranching program. And then she adds, he's learned a lot about ranching since that first year when he tried to milk the horse. What's worse, it was a male horse.
Well, that was quite an inappropriate remark. I think she was probably trying to be funny, but it really wasn't very funny.
Well, again, nothing happens by accident. This is remember, Dr. Stan, this is not impromptu off-the-cuff remarks. These remarks are written for her by a master speechwriter who worked for Reagan, who worked for Bush 1, who now is working for Bush 2. by a master speechwriter, you can be sure that there's a message here, too. She's talking again here about homosexuality in this disgusting observation. She then goes on to say, of course this isn't true, but the joke, the message is in the joke. She says because she's a desperate housewife, because George goes to bed at 9, she and some others went off to Chippendales. Now, what's Chippendales? Chippendales is a nightclub, apparently, where they have male exotic dancers, as I understand it. Maybe you know more about it than
I do. I really don't, but I think that this was a private meeting, or was this a public meeting?
Well, this is a meeting. It's called the Washington Correspondents' Annual Dinner, Dr.
I see. Okay, fine. Well, of course, it would sound as if her remarks really were quite inappropriate for, you know, the wife of the President of the United States.
Yes, and I'm now hearing feedback all day, Dr. Stan, from people who say they are conservative Republicans, who say this is it, they're finished, they're through, this series of remarks, this event at which the Bushes appeared, tipped them over. They are not going to give another nickel. They're not going to do anything.
Well, of course, where we get into trouble, Alan, is right now people perceive two political parties, and certainly you couldn't very well support what the Democrats are doing because they're on the wrong side on every moral issue. But when you see the Republicans many times saying one thing and then doing another, we're so concerned about abortion, we're going to pass a partial birth abortion law, but then, of course, immediately it is overturned by a judge, you know, and instead of doing something about the judge and saying, look, you don't have a right to overturn this law. I mean, you're not even in the Supreme Court. You can't do this. Instead of simply, they could eliminate his position, they just accepted, oh, well, we're a nation of laws, that the judge says it. Why, the murder of partially born children is perfectly all right. So they say one thing, knowing full well that the case was going to be overturned. For instance, it's sort of like when George Bush signed the McCain-Feingold bill, and for our listeners out there, that was actually to restrict freedom of speech, to repeal the First Amendment, to say within 60 days of an election, certain political organizations cannot talk about the voting record of a congressman. For 60 days before an election, well, most people don't even care how the congressman votes until you get before the election, but George Bush signed that legislation, which was totally unconstitutional, saying, oh, well, I knew the Supreme Court was going to find it unconstitutional, and then the Supreme Court found it constitutional. In other words, all he said, well, it wasn't my fault. I thought they were going to declare it unconstitutional.
Yes.
And the conservatives honestly believe this rhetoric. George Bush, say what you will, the people around him are extremely smart. They wanted that legislation. The last thing they want is for the populace to know how the congressmen are voting. And, of course, this way they can use the courts to do it. And, of course, the president said, it wasn't my fault. Why, I knew they were going to declare it unconstitutional. That's the reason I signed the legislation. What madness is this? And the people honestly believe it?
It's absolutely horrendous. You can even make an article, Dr. Stan, that the Democrats are less dangerous than the Republicrats, simply because when you're talking about the Democrat Party, everyone understands that is basically nothing more than a criminal gang like Cosa Nostra, like the Mafia, and that they are in the game simply to steal, to extort whatever they can. I mean, everybody understands that. But because the Republican Party, on the other hand, has had this completely phony, concocted reputation of being judicious, of being a Christian, of being wholesome, many people will let the same thing, or even worse, go by if the Republicans do it. Now, right now, I would submit to you that the main reason we are in so much trouble, Dr. Stan, is the fault of the Christians, of these Christian churches, in which they practically teach worship of President George W. Smith. Remember, when the country began, Dr. Stan, the founding fathers, the people in general, were very suspicious of government, very hostile. In fact, the founding fathers were very suspicious of the government they themselves had created. And that's why they wrote the system of checks and balances into the Constitution, to divide the power against itself, so that there would be competing power centers, so that no one could grab too much power. They were suspicious of government. Today, in the communist government schools, you have the kiddos being taught routinely every day that everything comes from the government, that you should worship the government. So today we have a situation in which you've got people almost literally worshiping President Smirk, to the extent that if you say something in criticism of him, you are almost accused of being disloyal to the country.
Well, of course, the tragedy is that at this time people say, well, we have to support the administration because that's how we support our boys over in Iraq. We have to support our boys over there. They're fighting for freedom. And of course, if you say bad things about the war, or you say bad things about the president, you're going to hurt our prestige over there. And of course, you're only going to encourage the terrorists over there by criticizing the president. And I would simply point out that the president, whether he knew it or whether his advisors knew it, somebody knew that there really weren't any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that threatened us. And even if there were, Saddam Hussein had no intention of using them to attack the United States because he knew the retaliation it would bring. We were under no threat at all. They simply lied to the American people for the reasoning going into this war. And if we don't get our troops out of there, the war is going to expand into Iran and into Syria and into the adjacent areas, because the president has already said we're going to bring democracy to that whole of the Islamic world, whether they want it or not. And we know what sort of democracy they brought because, well, after all, they had an election there, didn't they? Of course, they didn't tell anybody who was running for office until 2 days before the election, and the candidates had all been picked by the United States occupation forces. But that is democracy, at least the sort of democracy that we seem to be pushing. I think it's about time that the people forget about what we're told and start using their heads and thinking, how did we get into a war with Iraq? When is this war going to end? If they really are planning on bringing our troops home, why are they building 14 major bases there and spending $560 million on an embassy in Iraq? In other words, they're not telling us the truth. They didn't tell us the truth why we went to the war. They didn't tell us the truth about what their plans are. And they certainly didn't tell us the truth about what happened on September 11th. Because, of course, they've done everything they could to prevent an independent investigation. And one only has to look at one or two of the facts, because if they lied to us about any one thing, we could never trust anything else they said. And all you have to do is ask, how was it that two of the hijackers' passports got out of their pockets from the inflaming inferno, first of all, of the North Tower, and secondly, the crash site in Pennsylvania? And both of those passports, no other wallets, nothing else survived the inferno, but those two passports survived. We have the government records that say they survived, and obviously they were planted there, and the only way they could have been planted is if somebody ahead of time knew the names of the people that we were going to say were in those planes. So if they lied to us about that, if they lied to us about why we went to war, if they lied to us about their plans, why, people have to stand up and say, look, I am not going to trust them, and I'm not going to go along with either political party until somebody stands up and, you know, starts telling the truth.
That's not going to happen in the Bush administration, Dr. Stan. They are now getting ready. Well, you alluded to this just a moment ago. They are now getting ready to attack Iran. The softening up of the American mind already is well underway. As usual, Iran is being accused of possibly contemplating an EMP attack on the United States, an electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States that would completely destroy our electronics and shut the country down. And by means of reports such as this, they are preparing us for the next phase of the war. This war is going to go on, as you indicated. It's going to go on for many years if they have their way. That's why they are building what could be the biggest U.S. embassy in the world. I'm tempted to say it is the biggest. Maybe there's a bigger one, but it's certainly going to be one of the biggest embassies in the world that they are building in Baghdad.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Alan Stang. We will welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty.
Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
If you're looking for a residential care home in the Morgan Hill-Gilroy region, consider Morgan Hill Manor. The facility has private and semi-private rooms, 24-hour supervision, licensed vocational nurses, special diets, help with the activities of daily living, recreational activities, housekeeping, transportation for medical visits, television, private phones, internet access, personal laundry, hairdressing, and many other services. Morgan Hill Manor is hosting an open house at 17090 Peak Avenue in Morgan Hill from 2 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 12th. That's 17090 Peak Avenue in Morgan Hill from 2 to 6 p.m. on May 12th. If you can't attend, call Elsie or Gene at 408-778-9544. That's 408-778-9544 and request a brochure or additional information.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Alan Stang, and Alan is suggesting that perhaps we have preconceived notions that are actually created for us by the people who control the media. And if you've ever noticed, we've used this example several times recently, but about, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, it's almost as if somebody had given an order. Every major news magazine carried an order on autism. Every major newspaper carried articles on autism. Every television program was carrying articles on autism, this explosion of autism. But we can assure you it has nothing to do with mercury, and certainly you should not be going out and getting treatment with chelation and other things, which of course might be useful if it was for mercury, but all of the experts assure you it was almost a coordinated effort. Well, this is the same same thing we see so many times with so many things today. It's almost as if somebody is giving orders. And of course, you'll see the two sides, the Bush critics, the Bush supporters, but nobody will ever talk about what the real issues are. So pick up the story there, Alan.
Well, I think you make an excellent point, Dr. Stan. What you're talking about in the media is an expression of the most popular trick that the communists use, the most successful trick that the communists use, dialectical materialism, in which they create and they manipulate their own opposition. They control both sides of an issue, and they maneuver the American people between the two legs of these all these various issues, so that there is no alternative that the people reading and viewing the news have available to them. They can either be with the what I call the left communist media. That would include the Communist Broadcasting System, the Communist News Network, the New York Slime, the paper of record of this country, they call it, and then the right communist media, Mush Limbaugh, Shallow Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, for example. Those are just a few examples. And you're supposed to believe one or the other of these sides, neither one of which allows you to view, to understand, to consider the real things that are happening. As you just pointed out, Dr. Stan, this is what we are trying to break through. I know this is the purpose of your program. It certainly is the purpose of mine on Republic Broadcasting Network. My thought is that if the people do not find out soon enough what is really happening, we're now approaching a point where it is realistic to speculate about the possible utter collapse of our country. I mean, you know, when we used to talk about this 40 years ago, when you and I got into this, we were speculating it was possible for somebody uninformed to say, well, I don't see any sign of these things, you know, that everything is fine, they take my check at the supermarket, I have nothing to worry about. Now, when we are, for example, literally being invaded at the southern border, when you've got all of these things happening, it now becomes quite realistic to talk about the possible collapse of our country.
Well, I think even more the collapse of our currency. I mean, all you need to do is read this history of civilizations, and time again, when countries have done what we are doing with their currency, why that country has eventually gone into chaos and collapse. It happened in ancient Greece, it happened in ancient Rome, it happened in Hitler's Germany, it happened just a few years ago down in Argentina. It has happened in Russia in the early 1990s. And, of course, all of those countries were doing just what we are, and that is turning on the printing presses, and now we have the war. We have the greatest deficits of any nation in all recorded history, and even Paul Volcker has said, and he's the former chairman of the Federal Reserve System, that there is no instance in all history where a nation has spent, you know, 6% more of its GDP than it was taking in. And he had said, you know, this collapse is coming sooner or later. I don't know when it's coming. But it's coming unless we do the right thing. But as so often been said, what should be done is always put off to later, and later it's too late.
The only difference, Dr. Stan, between us, our country, and all of the examples you gave, is that nothing of this magnitude has ever happened. Yes, there have been these other collapses, but there has never been a debt remotely as vast as this in the history of the world. Now, all of those other things, those other countries, yes, they collapsed. It's inevitable. They have to collapse, had to collapse, because 2 + 2 = 4 in any language, in any culture. There's no way to get around it. 2 + 2 = 4 here. The only thing we don't know is when it will collapse, because there will come a point at which they will have so many balls in the air, they will not be able to keep all these balls in the air. One of them will drop, and the collapse will begin. But my anticipation, Dr. Stan, is that the collapse will be far, far worse than any of these other collapses, these other repudiations in history.
Now hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. This is a fascinating
except genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan, who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America: the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth from the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory is going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Alan Stang, and our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And, of course, if you have any recommendations or bills, anything you'd like to talk about, Alan, anything that our listeners could actually do to try to circumvent what's going on today.
Well, Dr. Stan, one thing I want to point out, and now I don't know, you may have been discussing this for all I know at considerable length and considerable depth. Just in case, let me mention the case of Lieutenant Ilario Pantano. Lieutenant Pantano, of course, is a Marine Corps lieutenant. He's a hero. He's been in considerable combat. He's done as many things in the U.S. Marine Corps. He's a Marine Corps sniper, among many other things. He is now facing a court-martial in which he could go on trial for his life and be sentenced to death for killing a couple of hostile fighters in Iraq. He's been accused. He's about to go on trial. It's a completely preposterous situation in which this hero could face the death penalty. And the reason that this is so crucially important, it goes beyond just Lieutenant Pantano, because I know for a fact, I have sufficient context to tell me for a fact, that his ordeal that he is presently undergoing under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, facing court-martial, facing a possible death sentence, is spreading tremendous discouragement, disillusionment in the Corps. That could be one reason that recruitment, that enlistment in the Corps is down. You know, sometimes the other forces, the other branches of the military, have difficulty recruiting. Never the Marine Corps. People fight to get into the Marine Corps, not now. Marine Corps recruitment is down. They are not being able to meet their quotas. The Pantano case certainly could be one reason for that. And my speculation that I want to warn people about, Dr. Stan, is I am convinced that President George W. Smirk is going to use the fact that Marine Corps recruitment is down, maybe because of Lieutenant Pantano, to come before us and to revive the draft. There are hints, there are messages all over the country indicating that the draft is going to be revived. And I anticipate he's going to tell us, yes, I promised that there would be no draft. I meant what I said at the time. The situation has changed so dramatically. I didn't expect it to change this way. But recruitment is so down, I have no choice. I have to revive the draft. And along with the revival of the draft, Dr. Stan, will come one of the most horrifying developments that, in my opinion, we face in our country. It's already going on, and that is, we are going to see for the first time women from 18 to 34 drafted into the military. Now, we've got women in the military now. We've got, despite what Bush has told us, we've got women in combat. We've got women being killed, being mutilated in combat. It's horrifying, and it seems to me that we are by this means sending a message around the world to the people we are supposed to be fighting, and to our allies as well, that we are as corrupt, as degenerate as the Islamo-communists accuse us of being. If we would send our women out to do this, they have every reason to believe that, and the question would arise, it seems to me, whether God might decide we are so corrupt we don't deserve to survive.
Well, I share your concern, Alan, because I really believe that behind everything going on there are spiritual forces, and I really fear that God is going to bring terrible judgment on this country, because the good people in this country have done nothing, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, let's go to Roger, who's calling us from Pennsylvania. Roger, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, if you please, Alan, and I expect this is probably available on your website, stangbooks.com, and that is, if before you leave, if you could give us a status and bill numbers on the Codex Alimentarius-related bill and any others, and whether we should support or oppose that specific bill, and God bless.
Okay, thanks so much, Roger. Do you have any comments on that?
Roger, I apologize. I don't have the bill number before me. I'm looking at my monitor, but I just don't have it within easy reach. But I am sure that Dr. Stan would have that. Of course, you know, Dr. Stan is a physician. I'm sure he knows all about this more than I do, and would have a bill number for you. Just to repeat, I'm reminded that a while back I wrote a video program about Codex Alimentarius. There is a movement afoot right now, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, that would give the pharmaceutical companies control over our supplements. They would, in effect, ban vitamin supplements. They would create a situation like what they have in Europe right now. This is already underway in Europe, in which the only way you could get a substantial dose of a vitamin supplement would be to get a prescription from a doctor. Of course, this would raise the cost of these things enormously. It would completely, almost completely shut down your access to the supplements you take now, unless you just happen, thank God, to be a multimillionaire.
Well, of course, I think it's a very, very dangerous precedent. What they really want to do, of course, is take away the ability that we have right now to manage our own health, to build up our immunity the possibility there may be some plagues being unleashed upon the world. And you can, of course, stave these things off with vitamins and with certainly selenium and with omega-3 oils and with other specific things, Alamax, garlic compounds. These will all be build up your immunity, echinacea. But of course, once they go ahead and they limit your access to things like large doses of vitamin C, why, they leave you open to all of these problems. And actually, there's a great deal. I don't have the bills right now, but we know that they're working behind the scenes to do this. And we know we're being conditioned by repeated mention within the media of the danger, the imminent danger, of a massive flu epidemic. In fact, the president, in preparation for that, has actually gone ahead and signed legislation to allow them to begin to quarantine people who have these influenza. Why bother to do all these things unless you know there's going to be a problem? And I think that they do know exactly that. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from Kentucky. Hi, Chris. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I just want to thank you very much for it. You know, people can change out here, because I was a member of the Republican Party for many, many years, and I've seen the corruption has just visually just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And I turn to, and thank God for the Genesis Communications Network and you, Alan. Corruption is done by the globalists. I think they're pushing for a new world order. I heard a report today. Alex Jones had a report where the UN tried to get vaccinations on people, and they're not taking it anymore. They're like running from them. Is there an awakening worldwide as well? I know there's got to be.
Yes, there is. Go ahead. You want to comment on that, Alan? Chris is really saying that they're trying, of course, to push this whole idea. You've got to get vaccinated to protect yourself and to protect others. And people are beginning to realize that the vaccinations have done tremendous harm, with skyrocketing rates of autism. You know, to the point where one in every six children in the United States has either a neurodevelopmental or a behavioral abnormality, and this is all new. This was never like this.
Never happened before. Well, what this reminds me of, Dr. Stan and Chris, is remember, the conspirators for world government have stated at their meetings more than once that they want to reduce the world's population enormously. At the meeting of the Gorbachev Foundation, conducted at the Presidio, as I recall, a few years back, you had revolutionaries like Barbara Marx Hubbard, Ted the Traitor Turner, who used to be married to communist slut Jane Fonda, and so on, people like that, talking about how we had to reduce the population of the world. I think Ted the Traitor Turner said it had to be reduced by 95%. In other words, we would have to get rid of not millions, but billions of people. Now, how would they do that? The first thing that occurs to you, of course, is they would just start killing people. Jacques-Yves Cousteau said we would have to eliminate 100,000 people a day.
No, 350,000. We have.
Was it 350?
350. Yes. He's far more liberal than you are. And incidentally, for our listeners out there, if you doubt what Alan is saying, we actually have the copies of the UNESCO Courier, November 1991, where he makes this statement. He's actually quoted after giving an interview. We will have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. If you'd like copies of that, we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. You need to have it in your hands. You need to read it. And then you need to let other people know that there is a genocidal agenda out there, and they're talking about you and your family and your friends.
And the point that I wanted to come to, Dr. Stan, was obviously they can't eliminate everybody simply by killing this number of people. So what they're going to do is they're going to use other means, the vaccinations, perhaps, I'm just speculating now, I'm labeling this speculation, perhaps putting things in the water, even putting things in the food, things that would reduce the sperm count, for example. We are not, the women are not having enough babies here now to reproduce ourselves. All of these things, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Stan, are medically viable, and they could do these things without us ever even becoming aware of them.
Well, you know, it's so interesting you should mention that. I actually just recently purchased, for an exorbitant price, the SIBA Symposium Report, 1963. It's called Man and His Future, and here you find Julius Huxley, but all of these intellectuals, including Francis Crick, who worked with Watson on the deciphering the DNA complex, and they're actually talking about putting things in the salt so that you wouldn't be able to reproduce, putting things in the water so you wouldn't be able to reproduce. And there are a number of references in this 1962 conference, which, of course, the book was published in 63, where they talk about that. People actually have to understand that there really are evil and wicked people out there. They have a different worldview. They think that they know what's best for us, and we are simply not human beings. made in the image and likeness of God, we are creatures that will be regulated by the intellectual elite. And the intellectual elite really does, I believe, have a genocidal agenda, and they have been putting things into our food and into our water. We'll be talking more about that on another occasion, but you're absolutely right. We even have an article from the Family Planning Perspective published by the Guttmacher Institute in October of 1973, where they actually talk about putting things in the water, encouraging homosexuality, keeping the marriage tax in place. Why? So people will not want to get married. Understand, there really are evil and wicked people out there.
Yes, and we can see the results, the effects of this every day. There is absolutely no place to hide. So, again, just to underline a point I made at the beginning of our conversation, Dr. Stan, it now becomes completely realistic, soberly realistic, to talk about, to speculate about the complete destruction of the independence of the United States, the submergence and the dissolution of our country in a totalitarian socialist world government. And if you understand that, only if you understand that, will you realize, will you be able to understand what is happening in the news, what happens in the headlines every day? So many people tell me that once they understood this for the very first time, they understood the headlines, the stories that they were reading. Everything seemed to fall into place. This is the ideological, the philosophical, if you will, Rosetta Stone that will unlock the secrets of the daily headlines.
Amen to that. Once you can begin to see this, suddenly it opens up whole new vistas. I'll never forget 43 years ago when I began to catch at least some glimpse of what was going on, and then I could read the newspaper and not see what the headlines were or the articles, but why they're writing it, what they're really saying. Chris, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, you mentioned about the Christianity. Yes, we have a massive church here in the Louisville area, Southeast Christian Church, it's the biggest Bush-worshipping church I've ever seen. It's the biggest political scene when George Bush in 2000 showed up there.
Well, all we can do is pray for the Christians there, pray that they'll begin to understand they're being manipulated. Hey, thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Let's go to Ben, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Ben. Do you have a question for our guest?
I have two brief questions, sir.
Ask one at a time.
Okay, yes, sir. I've been following this, what's going on with the Codex Alimentaria,
right,
born out of Bonn, Germany, Hitler's wonderful Germany in the East German area. And they're slowly, by little, through the UN, trying to give them control over food, nutrition, so that we can be susceptible to these flus, which are being planned by the United States government and other people, because they do want to eliminate the population. My question is, why are we the people giving Mr. Bush, and not just Mr. Bush, but the administration, the PNAC group, such power over the future of our children and our loved ones, along with the destruction of Social Security, which are just bombs that should be replaced as a priority?
All right, let's get Alan's comment on
that. I think the answer to that question really is a lot simpler than you may think it is. If you just look at what is happening in the communist government schools, you will get the answer. Here you've got a situation in which from earliest childhood, from 4 or 5 years of age until 18, and very often if they go on to college until 22, all those years, they are literally being brainwashed. You need to read the books by Ed Hunter, who coined the term brainwashing. Brainwashing and Brainwashing in Red China are his books. You just need to read his books. And you will understand that what is happening in the schools is brainwashing. Now, if you heard only one side of an issue, if you only heard one thing about it, from the time you were 4 years old until the time you were 18 years old, if you ever accidentally did run into the truth, it would look so alien, you would reject it out of hand, which would not. I mean, if you were a graduate of these schools and you heard nothing else for all those years, and then suddenly you turn on the radio and you listen to Dr. Stan, however reasonable he sounds, however modest Dr. Stan sounds, however sensible he sounds, you're going to say to yourself, well, this man is a raving lunatic.
Obviously, what it boils down to, they're being dumbed down and programmed. And now the more pertinent remark I have is, I find Mrs. Laura Bush to be a very nice lady, and I even find her humor very funny. But I cannot laugh in face of the fact that while she's doing the ha-ha and on all the news people there, while they're ignoring the real news, 11 more of our wonderful service people who should not be in Iraq got blown to bits. Now, what's so funny about Mr. Wonderful going to bed at 9 when 11 more families are getting the news that their child is no longer their child?
Amen.
How much is America going to take? And what do you people love out there in America more? Your own Social Security, your own Medicare, or the Bush Wonderful billionaire for lunch bunch? Or the Bin Ladens are holding hands?
Ben, we're going to have to let you go because we have one more caller. God bless you. Thanks so much. And let's go to Mike here. Mike, do you have a question for our guest?
Just a quick comment. That is that the Codex Alimentarius is something that began back in 96 or 97 in the middle of the Clinton era. So this is just a continuum from one administration to the next, from Democrat to Republican.
Amen to that. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. And Alan, I want to thank you. We're out of time. It's been always a pleasure to have you with us.
Always an utter delight to talk with you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for inviting me. I look forward to talking with you many times.
Bye-bye.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine both at the state and national level. And the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education.
Hi,
VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
This is health journalist Bill Sardi.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and let me suggest you really need to get the facts. You need to understand what they're doing in the vaccines, and we actually have a four-tape set on the vaccines. We have a four-tape set on what they're doing with Ritalin. I mean, they've got something like 6 million children in the United States on Ritalin or other psychotropic drugs. Why are there so many children on Ritalin and psychotropic drugs? Well, some of them are actually hyperactive as a direct result of the mercury toxicity and the other toxicity that they've gotten here in the United States as part of a plan program, because there really are people who want to add things to our food to change the outlook of our kids. If you doubt that, why, let me suggest the book, The Impact of Science on Society, by Bertrand Russell, written in 1953, where he talks about through diet and injections and injunctions why we can change the character of our children and mold them into the sort of children that the society wants. And actually, you'll actually be able to read those actual pages from that publication in our new syllabus it's called The Hidden Agenda, going at the background of what's happening as far as fluoride is concerned. We have permission from the publisher to reproduce those pages, so you can actually get it. You don't have to read the whole book by diet, injection, injections. You need to first get the book on the fluoride deception, because they're poisoning our children with fluoride. You need to get the book, Evidence of Harm. I'll be going into the background of mercury that's produced such devastating autism in millions of children. What a terrible thing to harm the minds of children. But there are people who would do that because they're evil. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. It's like the AIDS epidemic. 500,000 people are dead in the United States. Another almost million are infected. And a totally unnecessary epidemic. My book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, will explain to you exactly what should have been done and why it wasn't done. And then, of course, you need to get the other books that we have available through Radio Liberty, The Virus and the Vaccine. The original polio vaccine had a cancer virus in it, and millions of people are dying today with cancer. Cancer's on the rise all across America, increasing all different types of cancer. And, of course, you know, some of these, many of these, actually have this cancer-producing virus in them. And of course, a lot of people are dying because of tobacco. They knew that tobacco produced cancer, and so they put an announcement on the or a statement on the package that these are hazardous to your health. The Surgeon General has found that tobacco is dangerous, not to discourage people from smoking, but to protect the tobacco companies. I mean, it's a great scam. Well, now, of course, they are doing something here in this country. And so the tobacco companies are moving over into the Orient, into China, into Asia, where they're going to kill people there. When I went to medical school, why, the incidence of lung cancer was almost nil in women. We just almost never saw it. We saw it in men because they smoked. And so they had a massive campaign to get women to smoke. And, of course, now the second most common cancer in women is lung cancer. Totally unnecessary. The government knew what was going on, but then aren't there too many people? And, after all, Social Security is not viable if there are all those old people out there, is it? Could anything be that evil? You need to get my monogram. It's called the Population Control Agenda Monogram. You can get it on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or if you order any of the books or anything we've mentioned, we'll send it to you free of charge. Then you'll see all the documentation, and we have all the original documents on this. It should be very obvious to you what we're up against: organized evil. And at that point, let me suggest our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Please consider joining the Radio Liberty family and helping us as we reach out, bringing the information you're not going to get from the other mainline media. And so, until tomorrow at the same time, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back with you tomorrow at the same time.